I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. We are on the road tonight. Does it sound like we're on the road, Scott?
It does, Alex.
It does. It's always very different when we're not in the studio.
Well, we're not actually on the road, like literally.
No,
figuratively driving around to really fun and amazing places.
That's right. Yes. So our tour de fans, brought to you by General RV this week, brings us to Sticky Bird up here in Farmington. We will give you some more details in just a little while why we are here. But you can look it up. Come find us tonight, and we'll bring you up here. And you can come get yourself some nice wings and get yourself some something to eat tonight, and also come hang out and high-five Scott and see what the Red Barn Academy is all about as well. In the meantime, we're going to start things off. We've got a packed full show this evening, and we're going to start exactly where we usually do, and that's with the 705 Cut. So let's do it.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 705. Here's what made the cut.
Now, the cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Scott, let's start with the Utes because we're going to be pretty BYU heavy coming up in the next little while. Why would you do that? And why would you do that face when you
did it? Oh, because you get like two segments.
But this is not supposed to be some sort of equity thing.
Yeah, it is. Look, I'm keeping score.
It's in your contract. We shall have exact equal minutes of talking BYU.
Not only minutes, but it's the words.
We've got Mitch Harper in Waco, Texas, we're going to talk to in just a little while. But let's start off with what is certainly the biggest game here locally this weekend, and that is Utah versus Arizona State up on the hill tomorrow night. Suddenly, this game that a couple of weeks ago we're looking at going, I don't know what to think about this Arizona State team after they lost to BYU. Utah after their loss to BYU, and also having kind of starting off 1-2 and not knowing where they were, getting a win against Washington State, having the Aaron Lowe passing, and then the Memorial this last week, but before that, blowing out USC at their place, something they'd never done before. I think that people have turned a corner on this Utah team. What are we going to expect tomorrow with these two quarterbacks that are going to be facing each other? Jaden Daniels, Cam Rising, both two guys who are very, very talented, but Jaden Daniels certainly has a lot of experience.
Yeah, and in a lot of ways, they're very similar in their styles. They both can throw the ball very effectively, but they both can run, and they will find opportunities to run. And that's really going to, I think, going to be the difference is how these quarterbacks play in those key situations. Cam Rising wants to put the Utes on his shoulder. He wants to go and make those big plays. So you get those zone reads, and he'll take off running on third down, and so will Jaden Daniels. And they both can extend pockets and extend plays, and they will. And what you like your quarterback to be a guy that says when it's really tough, when things are my team needs me the most, I'm going to come through. And they both want to do this, but they both can do it. As far as Utah goes, playing Jaden Daniels, he'll be the best quarterback that they're going to face in the Pac-12 this year. End of discussion. I mean, this kid is.
What about Dorian Thompson-Robinson?
I mean, he's really good, but Jaden Daniels, I think, is just a little bit. He may be a little bit better thrower. He may be a little bit better runner. He really is. He is probably the most complete quarterback, I think, in the Pac-12, and one of the top quarterbacks really in the country. And so, keeping him in wraps is such a key thing. But one thing that hasn't happened this year, and I think everybody's excited about it, is the crowd noise. Like, like at the beginning of the year, you'd say USC is the most important game on the Ute schedule. Oregon is the most important game on the schedule. And really, this game against Arizona State is the most important game. But you've got that new enclosed stadium. It's like you've got your this new toy. And tomorrow night is going to be the first time where you really can
it's going to be packed out.
And just see what kind of advantage it really is, because Rice-Eccles Stadium is noisy as it is. And with that closed end zone, it's going to be insane. And I don't think anyone knows the ramifications of that yet, because they've never experienced it.
Well, and the Weber State game, we got hosed by the lightning delay. And it was an early start. And just a Thursday game, you're going to have a different atmosphere. And the Washington State game, middle of the day, warm, it was just not the same. And so now you're going to get the Rice-Eccles Stadium that everybody fears, right? This is the thing that everybody is kind of looking at going, all right, it's already loud in a game like this. This is one that matters. In the South Division, these are the two teams that are now your odds-on favorites for that set to win that South, because USC looks like garbage now. And Arizona State is playing better than they have. I mean, ever since that loss to BYU, they've absolutely put it on teams, including UCLA down at the Rose Bowl. So this is where the South title is now going to be, is through this game right here. It's going to be a huge one for both of these teams, because they're both saying the same thing. You have to get through these guys to be able to get to the Pac-12 championship game.
No question. And Utah's played Arizona State tough at home, but this is a veteran team. Arizona is a lot like Utah was in 2018, where they had a lot of seniors, a lot of veteran players. Utah is like Arizona State was a few years ago. We got a lot of young, talented players, but not a lot of experience. So how do these young players respond in a big pressure game? That's really going to be the question. And usually when you have a lot of talent, that talent shows up. It shows up in big ways in these games. This game will be chippy. Like, Arizona State and Utah play very physical, very chippy games. And I believe it's gonna come down to, does a guy like Britton Covey return a punt for a touchdown? Do special teams let you down? Do turnovers?
Yeah.
You know, and minimizing turnovers. You know, and can you capitalize on turnovers when you get them? And so, those are the things, because when you have evenly matched teams, it's usually something like that that makes the difference in the game and is the deciding factor. So I think those are the things you have to look for.
Can I cheat off of you a little bit? You go up and you film your keys to the game for your broadcast.
Yeah.
Will you tell me real quick what those keys were for this week?
Sure. The number one key is that Utah has to play physical. And Arizona State is really good at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. When they've beaten Utah, they've out-physicaled Utah in the run game. And they've attacked. And when Utah plays downhill and plays on the ASU side of the ball, that's when they've really had success, because you're going to have to stop ASU running, and Utah's going to have to be able to run the football offensively. And number two is Cam Rising, or not Cam Rising, but you've got to be able to get Jaden Daniels uncomfortable in the pocket. So however you do it, and they did a pretty good job of it with Keaton Slovis last week. A lot of his yards were garbage yards, and they didn't really score till late
right.
in the game.
Yeah.
But you got to get him uncomfortable, whether it's getting sacks or just getting hits on him, and then you got to win the turnover battle. That's the third thing. Both these teams have shown this year that they have put the ball on the ground, and both of these teams are going to go after each other to try to get interceptions, try to get fumbles, and so it's winning that turnover battle when you have two evenly matched teams.
Let's take our first break here. When we come back, we've got a lot going on here. Mitch Harper is going to be live in Waco, Texas, BYU taking on Baylor. We're going to get the breakdown. He was also able to talk with Bob Bowlsby, the commissioner of the Big 12 down there in Dallas. We're doing a lot there with that one. And so we'll be back. Much more to go.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.